Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. AskPat. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 595 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Mark, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, an awesome company helping us all keep our headaches away because it can be a headache to manage your business finances. Keeping track of your money can be quite stressful, but it doesn't have to be. And you could use FreshBooks to help keep everything in order, from the income to the expenses to invoicing that you do. They serve over 3 million small business owners, including myself, and they could serve you too. If you want to check it out for 30 days for free, go to freshbooks.com/askpat. Again, that's freshbooks.com/askpat. And make sure you type in Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, here's today's question from Mark.
Hey, Pat. This is Mark Kennedy from healthionomics.com. Firstly, thanks for all you do. You educate and inspire many, many people, including me. So for that, I thank you. I have a site where I focus on helping beginner runners. I've built my email list to just over 3,000 subscribers, with most of them signing up to my free email course for beginner runners. My question is, how do you best transition or prepare your audience for something that is paid when they've been accustomed to or perhaps even attracted to my site and guidance because they're not getting pitched anything? They've come for to get my course for free, basically. I'd love to hear your thoughts or strategies of how you would transition from free to paid. Cheers, Pat.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much for the question. I really appreciate this. I like that you're doing a site for beginner runners because I was once a beginner runner. And I know that sounds kind of weird for some of those who are listening, but beginner runner in the sense that, you know, when you want to start to get serious about running, maybe you're going to start to do 5Ks or 10Ks or even half marathons like I did. I needed some coaching. I needed some help. And working with some people online and getting access to content about running and how to actually do it well and not get hurt, it was very useful. So very encouraged by that, Mark. And it's cool to know that you've already built a list of 3,000, which is great. Now, to your question, how do you transition people from paid or from, excuse me, free to paid? I think this is something I'm definitely qualified to talk about because for the longest time in several different businesses that I've owned, I've transitioned from free to paid. And there are, I'm going to talk about three different ways to sort of think about or wrap your head around doing that. The first thing, actually four things, I guess you could say, one sort of mindset thing, and then three actions that you need to be taking, or three different options that you have. So the first thing, the big mindset thing, is to know that you have something worth paying for. And I think this is really important because a lot of us, we feel like when we give everything away for free that we don't feel like people should be paying us. We don't feel like we have something worth people's money to offer them. And if you have that kind of mindset, you're definitely not going to succeed, and it'll come across in your copy. When you do try and sell something, it's not going to be very convincing. And you need to be confident and know that you have stuff to offer and stuff worth paying for. So that's the first thing. Now, to these three sort of options, I guess you could have, and they can all be mixed with each other in one way or another too. I'm just going to go down by them one by one. Just wrote this right before I started speaking here and recording this episode. So the first thing is provide so much value with your free stuff. And this is what I always do, because you're earnings are a byproduct of how well you serve your audience. And I feel the best way to serve your audience is to just give everything away for free as much as possible. Because when you do that, the law of reciprocity comes into play and people will want to find ways to pay you back. Now, I do that in a number of different ways, by offering courses, by publishing books, but also affiliate marketing, of course, for those of you who have followed me, giving people a way to pay me back without actually having to pay me, but by buying stuff that they're already going to buy anyway, but through a specific link that then helps me earn a commission through that. So that's one thing you could do. But if you have your own stuff, provide a lot of value, people are going to want to buy your stuff anyway. A great example of this was my first business at greenexamacademy.com, which is a site that helps people pass and examine the architecture industry. When I started that site, seriously, I was giving away everything. You didn't need to buy anything else in order to pass this exam. However, when I came out with my study guide, people purchased it. And when I ran a survey with my customers, a number of them had actually paid for the product, even though they had already passed the exam with my free stuff. And I followed up with many of them and I asked, well, why did you do that? Well, you didn't even need to pay for this because you've already passed the exam. They said, Pat, when you came out with your study guide, you finally gave me a way to pay you back for helping me pass my exam. And so it was clear to me that, you know, the more you help people, the more you get back in return. So that's the first thing. So provide a ton of massive value up front. That, in addition to, this isn't number two yet, this is sort of the second part of number one. When you combine providing massive value with building a relationship with your audience, either on a one-to-many scale, like typically you would do anyway through a blog or podcast, but on a one-to-one level too. And that's why I think Gary Vaynerchuk is really big on Snapchat right now. You could do these quick one-to-one interactions to sell your thing, to provide massive value, but also connect with a person on an intimate level, one-to-one, personal level, one-to-one. When you combine that massive value that you give with building a relationship, I mean, that's just a recipe for success right there. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you could offer, I guess I don't want to say part one for free and then part two paid, but I think you know where I'm coming from. So you give away a lot of information for free, and if you want to get the next part of it or the next level of it or the next steps, for example, you have to pay to get access to those things. And yet there's a fine line there between bait and switch in terms of giving people a bunch of stuff for free and saying, hey, well, in order to complete this puzzle, you need to get the last piece by paying for it. No, you don't want to do that. But there is a fine line there, so you definitely want to walk that line carefully. But there are a lot of different examples that you could probably think of where, you know, you get a lot of stuff for free, but in order to get to the sort of higher level part of it, you want to get paid or pay for that. And a lot of people will want to pay because they know that it's going to help hold them accountable. They're going to have skin in the game because of that transaction. That's why even though I have access to things for free sometimes, I pay for them. You know, for example, when I started doing P90X, which is an at-home fitness program, I had a bunch of friends who were like, here, Pat, borrow my DVD. And I said, no, I need to pay for this because that's how I know that I'm actually going to be more likely to complete it because I've actually had some sort of transaction. So that's another thing to think about. Okay, number three. And this one is one that I love and I have participated on in both sides in terms of me providing the value and the free stuff, but also the one on the receiving end and purchasing stuff after I've gotten a lot of information for free. And this is you give stuff away for free, but in order to get access to you, that's the differentiator. In order to get access to you or access to a community, or access is the big word, access to something, then that's when the payment comes through. And that becomes a very clear benefit in terms of having that accountability, that one-on-one interaction that you don't normally get with that free stuff. And so I think that's quite clear on how that actually commands, you know, a price point. So, Mark, I hope that answers your question or at least gives you some things to think about. I want to thank you for the question today. I really appreciate it. And I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. Thank you so much. You'll hear from my assistant, Jessica, in the next couple weeks to collect that information so we could send that to you. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And I appreciate FreshBooks too for all the awesomeness that they provide to help me keep track of my finances and everybody else out there who they serve. They also make invoicing really easy. So if you have any clients or you do any consultation or coaching, FreshBooks makes it really easy to get paid because they just make it very professional and it's great. So if you want to check it out for free for 30 days, head on over to freshbooks.com/askpat and make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Thank you so much again for listening in. And here's a quote to finish off the day, like always. And this quote is from Sam Walton. He said, "High expectations are the key to everything." Take care. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.